decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us this Friday morning, the 10th of September. Excuse me. Doing fine. I start talking and the frogs show up. Well, it's Friday morning. I hope you're having a good day. Hope you got a good weekend planned. Hope your weekend plan includes going to church. If it doesn't, get that on the plans right now. Good to have you with us today. I appreciate your time this morning. Continuing to read through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. And today we're going to read Philemon, which is only one chapter. And I'm just going to read Philemon. So we'll bust this out and get going on our weekend. So let's begin, as we always do, with I got to let you know, I was going to play a video for you this morning, but I can't get the sound to work. It has sound when I play it in Windows Media Player. When I try to play it in the Open Broadcast software, it doesn't come with sound. You get the picture, but no sound. It's a great video. I got to figure out how to fix that, and then I'll play it for you. It's a video that I recorded yesterday up in Glacier National Park, and I'll just leave the rest of that unsaid, but I look forward to sharing that with you in the near future. Since we did go up to Glacier, we did stop at the Chick-fil-A in Kalispell. The only Chick-fil-A in Montana, where we were able to dine for lunch before entering into the park. And it was, as you can well imagine, a glorious experience. And I wish you could have all been there with me to share in my waffle fries. And yes, I did probably eat too much, but I do love Chick-fil-A. All right, well, let's get going. And we will begin, as we as we always do, with our... I apologize for the frogs. They are just out in force today. All right, let's begin, as we always do, with our prayer of confession. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. Excuse me. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Book of Philemon. Philemon. It's one of those I've never really been sure how it's pronounced. I should probably work on that. Philemon chapter 1 from the LSB. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus and Timothy our brother, to Philemon, our beloved brother and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, always making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, and I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the full knowledge of every good thing which is in you for the sake of Christ. For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have much boldness in Christ to command you to do what is proper, yet for love's sake I rather plead with you, since I am such a person as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I plead with you for my child Onesimus, of whom I became a father in my chains, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. I have sent him back to you in person, that is, my very heart, whom I intended to keep with me, so that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But without your consent I did not want to do anything, so that your goodness would not be, in effect, by compulsion, but voluntary. For perhaps he was for this reason separated from you for a while, that you would have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord? If then you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would accept me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self as well. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, since I know that you will do even more than what I say. And at the same time also prepare me a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, and my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This is the word of the Lord. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. As I said, go to church. If you don't go to church, shame on you. But get to church. Worship God, fellowship with the saints. And I pray that you do everything you do as unto the Lord. God bless. We'll see you next week at Squirrel Chatter Live.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.